my favorite action movies of a current day and age that we're in are the Fast and the Furious movies. Those are my favorite ones. Arguably, oh, sure, sure. But even cheering, we know they're the dumbest ones out there. They're dumb, they know they're dumb, and we know they're dumb, and we're still like, give them to me. How dumb are, the last one was called Fast X for Fast 10. There's 12 of them. They're like, it's Fast 10. Like, aren't there 12? Like, shut up, dummy. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine, it's fine. The guys that die in one just show back up. They don't even say why. They're just like, hey. They're like, oh, I thought you, yeah. Like, and then they're formulaic. They're elaborate, but they're truly formulaic. Like, right, I'm going to describe one of the Fast and Furious to you right now. And pretty sure that's how you pluralize it. So, and if you don't know the franchise, you will not know if I'm just making this up, just pulling it out of my ass. You will have no idea. And if you do know the franchise, you still will not be sure. Because they just blend into one long Camaro explosion. But say, we'll choose anyone from like in the middle. So let's say like three to eight. Let's say anywhere in there. You never know what it's gonna be. They've already done their first heist. They've established themselves. They've got their millions. You know, this rapscallion crew of Honda Civic jockeys. They've made a few bucks and now they're in different parts of the world, just enjoying their life. Ah, we really did it. Nothing can go wrong now. And that's when just a representative from the U.S. government comes in like, we need this crack team of DVD player thieves. When that was relevant, we're the USA strongest military in the world. Never mind about the Navy SEALs, but we're the strongest military in the world. That's part of the training now. We let puppies lick their toes, and if they crack, they're out. But right now, outside of the best, strongest, big dick military in the world, none of them know how to drive manual. So we really need you guys. We need you, bunch of Corona sipping degenerates, to help us out. What it happened? It's just a group of international terrorists. It's international now. They can't be from a country because that's problematic. But it's still terrorism, but it's very diverse. Who are these terrorists? I don't know. That guy's Cuban. I think he's gay. Whatever. They're all over the place. They're all over the place now. They've stolen the nuclear codes. It's always the codes. It's never the bots, the codes. Apparently somebody's just writing them down in a notebook and just leaving them in a backpack at Starbucks. They always get the codes. It's just somebody like, all right, I got my keys, I got my wallet, chapstick. Oh, my JanSport full of nuclear codes. I can't believe I left it on the bus. So, terrorists have stolen nuclear codes. They've hidden them in a Lamborghini. That's where I'd hide something. They've hidden them in a Lamborghini. Tastefully colored. No, it's orange. Bright orange. Bright orange Lamborghini. And they've stashed it on top of the bad guy's skyscraper. That's where I'd put it. You can't put it in the garage. It'll get scratched. So, there's a bright orange Lamborghini full of nuclear codes on top of a heavily protected skyscraper in a country that we will not name because this movie needs to make money everywhere. So, what did I tell you? You know, you got to feel. So that's on you guys now to help us because our military can't do it. And they're like, all right, assemble. Who do we have in our team that might have like a connection, a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who might have like just a special Lamborghini lifting helicopter? And then just out of the shadows comes former hip-hop star Ludacris. Oh, sure. Of course. Can you imagine it being someone else other than Ludacris? I am convinced Ludacris does not know he's in these movies. I think he shows up wearing the clothes he was gonna wear anyway. And they just convince him to say a few key phrases. What? Lamborghini living in a helicopter. Got it! That's it. And they just... They call him Ludacris half the time, I'm pretty sure. I don't know his character names, like Dave or Lugnut. I don't know. But they're like, all right, so Luda. Shit. Oh, should we cut? Because I call him like, nope, we already blew the budget on special effects. Just keep going. But somehow they get Ludacris to say, yeah, I got a guy. And they're like, all right, cool. And so that's it. We're like, oh, we're like only 20 minutes in the movie. Short and sweet. They cracked the case, you know? So special Lamborghini lifting helicopters coming over the horizon, you know, just approaching. And it's a unique looking helicopter. And bad guy skyscrapers over here. But it's a skyscraper. They got a vantage point with elevation. They're like, that looks like a particular kind of helicopter. Maybe one specifically designed for picking up Lamborghinis full of nuclear codes. And like, and then the bad guys are like, well, should we double check? Like, where are the bad guys? And they just shoot it down. They just shoot it down right there. And you're 25 minutes into the movie. Like, well, oh no, what are we gonna do? That was the plan. And so now we gotta go back to the clubhouse where everybody's hanging out. And we're like, all right, well, that plan, that was our one shot. So now we got to go the real unorthodox, maybe something like with math and science and engineering. Do we have somebody in our group with a, like that kind of brain, that analytical thinking that could like figure out some way with engineering to get the car out there? Oh, yeah, former model Tyrese, of course. Of course, when I think of engineering mastermind, I think of Tyrese. Tyrese, I believe, is reading the script just below the camera at all times. Oh, what's up? You all need help getting a lamb giant? That says Lamgina, man. That's how it's spelled. Oh. Y'all need to get a Lamborghini off a building. And then they just cut to a whiteboard with a lot of shapes and numbers on it. And he just goes, there. You know, like that's, they just had some intern run in, just make geometric shapes and put some math on there. And that's when Tyree's like, well, if you drive it fast enough off the edge of the building and you could just fly it away on account of a Lamborghini has doors that do this. It's got doors like this. Well, if you get enough speed, it could actually travel non-traditionally. That sounds like Back to the Future. Shut up, man. And so if you got enough speed... All right, so that's the plan. We'll fly the Lamborghini. To where? Okay, well, I guess we could just, like, get a short-term lease on a good guy skyscraper across the street. We'll just roll in with some cash, talk to the landlord. According to Tyrese's calculations, we really only need floors 8 through 13. We really only need those. Given the trajectory of his math, that's where the Lamborghini should crash into. So we get a short-term lease there. Absolutely, short-term lease. All right, but now we have to execute this plan. Who do we have amongst our crew that is brave enough, that is strong enough, that is bald and dumb enough to... We all know who it is. My man, Vincent Diesel. That's who's coming in there. Vincent Diesel. My man, Dominic Toretto. I just go by Vincent these days. He hears him talking about it. He scoots out from underneath some hot rod that's blowing up in every movie. Every movie, that car just fucking explodes at the end, and the next one starts with him like, huh. Apparently all you need is like a 5/8 wrench to be like, back in action. He scoots out with a totally clean tank top and just stands up like, I'll do it. He's only got 5 lines. And he rolls in there. He gets to bad guy skyscraper. He just starts at the bottom, just indiscriminately just kills. Shoots this guy. Gets to one floor, like, where's the call center? What's happening? No witnesses. Shoots him. Gets him to what? We're just United Airlines customer service. What's going on? Double tap. I gotta fly them tomorrow. He just kills everyone in a skyscraper and gets up to the roof where the Lamborghini full of nuclear codes, and he gets in. And he just, there's always a minute where he's just like is horny for the car, where he's like, you know, why? He fires it up, shoots, backs up, shoots it towards the edge of the building. Boom, it goes. He pops the doors. That's it. They're the wings. It's flying. Of course it's flying. We've all agreed that this is real. I'm on my third bag of popcorn just going, of course it worked. Tyrese knows math. I'm absolutely with him on this, 100%. But then there's one terrorist he didn't get yet. There's one guy, and he's just barely hanging on, but he's dedicated to being a terrorist. And he's like, oh, he pulls his AK-47 over by him, and he says something hack, because they didn't pay the writers well enough. So this guy's just like, not on my watch, or some shit. You know, like something dumb. And he's got one bullet left, and he fires it off. But it doesn't hit Vincent, and it doesn't hit, like, the undercarriage. It just hits the window in the door, which that's where the lift exists for the Lamborghini to fly. Oh, no, this whole plan unravels. Now Lamborghini's spiraling, and Vincent's like, what are we gonna do? And it's spiraling, it's not gonna go to the designated floors that they gotta rent on. It just smashes into the side of a good guy's skyscraper. And Vincent thinks quick, he flips outside, he grabs a seatbelt, he's just holding, he's dangling off the side of the building. He's holding on like an office chair that's hooked on an I-beam that's hanging out of under construction office, and he's holding on to the Lamborghini by the seatbelt, just like, he gotta do this. And he's looking at his crucifix, just dangling, shining in the sunlight. And he looks at that, and that's when he's like, oh yeah, family. And he just, you know, which is such, that's weird that's what that reminds him of, you know, because the guy in that crucifix, his dad killed him. That's a weird thing to go with. But he says that's where he gets his strength, family, and he just, and he flings a Lamborghini over his head into the office up there, and he drags himself up, but he's just got glass coming out of his bald head, and he's bleeding, he drags himself in there, and the rest of the crew, they all rush up to make sure he's okay, and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that was so close. And the main, like the starlet, his wife, I don't even know, she shows up for the first 5 minutes in the movie and disappears, and then, but then she's there at the end, like she was part of this crew the whole time, and she's like, oh, I can't believe, I'm so glad you're safe, don't you do that ever again. And, but then she's like, but also the way you saved the world has got me all. I just, every time you just assert yourself this way, we should fuck. And he's just laying there bleeding like, all right. And that's the part of the movie where I'm like, okay, I gotta. I was with you the whole time. I was with you. From Ludacris, just being called Ludacris. From Tyrese, knowing science. I was on board with everything. Flying Lamborghini, instantly, of course. But there's no way he's fucking racking up for this. And that, not then, no. I just want one action movie where that's the moment where it really hits the realism, where it's just like everything happened, there's explosions, death, blood, and I just want the main guy to just be like, what, are you fucking around? Did you not see what I just, can I get like 20 minutes? Jesus Christ. I see. This is what horned you up? What's wrong? I just killed all those guys. And that, not to mention, I ran up the whole building, but those guys had families. I'm sad about that. You don't really. And also, I've been at my target heart rate all day with this plan. I am just, now I think this is rebar that went through a kidney. My blood pressure's plummeting, but.